Sydney is for sport.
This is one of the great victories.
Listen to this.
The Australian Grand Prix.
Yannick Sinner, the Australian Open.
And Australia win the World Cup.
Driving your kids to the Oval, lacing up for the over 35s, or doing the form. However you're spending it, this decades-long institution is back in 2024 to soundtrack it. Racing royalty, Richard Friedman.
Hey, he's a pretty good guy.
Professional dribbler, Brendan Anakin.
Just need a rugby gym.
Makes you wanna scream.
Another screamer.
Listen to this crowd.
And a rotating cast of some of this country's finest athletes. If it's happening in sport, it'll be dissected here. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Ah, good morning. Our bloody mate's back. You may remember her from this moment on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
How would you like it
for you guys?
If I said
so
you
for
said,
you to call me selfish.
Oh, you said that I threw you under the bus.
Yes, Candace Warren is back.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I was very true to myself, wasn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you were.
But they, you know what?
Did she hate you?
No, she didn't, but
she won.
You didn't see.
She won?
She won,
that
man.
Whiner?
Yeah.
So they edited it out. So what happened was everyone in that segment, everyone was throwing their contraband in, everyone that took things into the jungle. And with 30 seconds to go, I said, oh, Sky, why don't you go get your lip gloss? It was a private conversation that we had because I didn't want it to upset everyone.
But you dobbed her in.
No, I didn't. No? It was no one even knew. I just said, because she had told everyone that she had this lip gloss. So I just said, oh, Sky, get your lip gloss.
Yeah,
privately with all those cameras and mic packs.
Before then, I expose you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she made something, a private conversation, very public.
Oh.
And then, but you didn't see all that. And then I just said, look, if you're going to say that I threw you under the bus, well, I just think that's really selfish behaviour because we're all in this together. We're a team. And if you get caught because you've still got your lip gloss, then I don't want to have to go without dinner.
She had no idea who she was dealing with, did she?
No.
Man.
No. You can't, like, that's like throwing a red flag to a bull saying that I threw someone under the bus.
Anytime I saw you on this show, snakes all over your head, not a euphemism. Tell me, I'm sure you got paid well, and you don't have to tell us, but do you feel like you were paid well enough for what you went through?
It's, I appreciate being paid for it, but it was, Richard is just keep throwing these snakes at me. You have another one, Richard.
Snake,
that's your
Candace?
Fifth one this morning.
Oh, I've got some Allen's lollies.
Oh, Allen's as well.
These are the killer pythons, just like the ones on your head.
But no, it was really tough.
And
when I say tough, it's because unless you're going out for a trial each day for food to win stars, there's a lot of downtime where you do nothing. And everyone probably thinks, oh, that's fantastic. But it's not. You start to go insane.
Yeah.
And that's what was happening to me. Don't forget, it's dirty. I would love to see Richard in the jungle.
They don't want me.
No.
They don't want me. I wouldn't last a day because they'd say, oh, we're going to put snakes on your head. I'd say, no, you're not. That's stupid. I'm not doing that.
And then it's just the constant rice and beans because we're
rice
in
it. Rice and beans?
Yes. For dinner and
Can't
lunch
you
every
call
single
Uber Eats or
day.
Something?
No, I wish. And then it's the constant talking about food that you miss and food that you're craving. And that's why this morning I have brought in some sticky date puddings
for
everyone. Because it was the one thing, weirdly enough, that I was craving in the jungle. And
sticky date pudding?
Yes.
You crave that in the jungle?
Yes. And the team at Sticky Bakes Australia have brought these in for us, so we will try them later. But it's amazing the food that you crave.
Well, sticky date pudding, obviously. So Sticky Bakes.
You know what food I would take? If you were allowed to take just two foods, any foods, into the jungle, what would you take?
Tacos.
Nah, I would take a protein bar. And
I'm with you.
No.
You get on with it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't
What's the
go
other
out
one?
Of the way.
And
I
don't care.
I would probably take some hot chocolate.
Yeah, that's boring. Both of those.
No, it's not because you haven't been in there, so you don't know.
You don't know, man. You weren't there.
Hot chips and Christmas cake.
Yeah, but
that's
you have
me.
To take
Christmas
that in
cake
when...
is so boring. Dry, much like you.
But after a week, what are you going to do with hot chips? They're going to be cold.
It's not the point.
And then there's snakes and there's animals and all that kind of stuff.
I'm not eating any of them. Well, I've eaten snake, by the way.
It's great to have you back. We got some sport to get to very quickly. How much did Malcolm in the Middle smell?
Did he stink?
Stinky Muniz. Yeah,
there was a few stinky people in there.
Did he hum?
But no.
That's what I want to know.
There's people's feet smelt.
Who showered naked?
Callum.
Oh.
Right. Where everyone could see him?
Yes.
But, oh, no, Beck's nodding. Yeah, Beck's nodding. Our producer Beck's like, that's fine.
Everyone's pretty happy about that.
Has he got the equipment for that?
I didn't look down there, Richard.
No.
I'm not sick like you. But no, some people's feet.
That's fair.
With very stinky feet there.
All right, let's get to some. Wonderful to have you back, by the way. We did miss you very
much. I missed
much.
You guys, actually. Wonderful. I'm very happy to be here.
We got plenty to get
to. It's like coming home to your family. A big warm hug.
Brendo's top three today. Quick fixes. Don't worry about the kickoff in the NRL. There's a lot of furore about it. I'm solving it. I'm solving it later. You don't have to worry about that.
So far in this segment, you have solved not one problem. Not one.
No, I create a lot, but in this segment, I'm going to fix them.
Solve the bunnies problem, please.
Oh, can we get to that next? We're going to look back at the footy that has been.
Talk about stink.
Your bunnies stink, which is great for the Eels because they're not much better, but the microscope is on your team.
They were good for 15 minutes against Melbourne.
They hum.
All right.
Frankie Muniz level stink.
He doesn't smell that bad. Come on, give him a break.
Let's have a look at the footy that's been Anzac round 8. We'll start with last one. We'll work backwards. Last night, the Seagulls and the Eels, I think everyone picked Manly. They didn't end up winning 32-18, but gee, the Eels were strong in that first half. They would have beaten anybody if they continued that performance.
They should have been a lot further in front too because Gufferson couldn't kick to save himself in the first half. He was just fading them everywhere.
Yeah.
If they could have gone to the break 18-6 up, I think they went 14-6 up.
They
could easily have been 18-6 up. Would have been hard to peg them back then, but peg back they did.
Yeah.
And the second half, I don't know, this is only my read of it as a layman, that they seemed to open up in the centre a bit, the Eels. The offloads in the first half were killing Manly.
Mm.
Manly managed to close down the middle, close down the offloads a bit, and then just ground over the top of them.
The Eels seem to have a problem with just their fade out. Like they start well and then
it's like they're not fit. I'm sure they are, but it's like they're not fit.
Well, it's strange when they're fading as well. It's pretty much 5 minutes after the break. You've just had 10 minutes.
That's right.
They did the exact same thing against the Dolphins as well. Not to that extent, but the fade out is a problem.
So how much pressure is mounting on Arthur?
Well, not as much as Jason Demetrio, which we'll get to in a second.
Well, he's been there for a decade, right?
Yes.
And they haven't won a premiership. I guess that puts pressure on any coach. And then once the drums start beating, then everything's scrutinised so much more heavily and, you know, one thing leads to another, a snowball effect. And
has to fix that left edge too. Mike Acevo, I know he scored a hat-trick last night, but I will go on record to say he is the biggest defensive liability in the game.
Terrible.
Oh,
he went for an intercept when that you just had to close down the play. It was just.
And this was his recall game too, because he was dropped the week before, recalled for this game, and he got sent to the bin with 10 minutes to go, you know, when it was pretty much on the line. They were still in the game.
Yeah, Para fans would be fuming.
And then those two tries scored down that edge. So
what's the thought process when you've been told you're out of the team because your defense stinks? And you go back into the team and make those same errors again. What is the thought process there?
Can't answer that. I don't think he can. Doom and gloom for the Bunnies as well. If you think it's panic stations for the Eels, they got absolutely routed on Anzac Day. 54-20, they went down to the Storm. Give the Storm their dues, though. They are looking fearsome.
Best team in the league at the moment.
Absolutely. They are the yardstick.
Jerome Hughes, I mean, they were outstanding. Even Pappenhausen, like, how fast is he? He's just incredible. But 10 tries against South, I mean, it wasn't good enough. It's so hard to watch South playing the way they are. Their defence was disgraceful. And their discipline, they had zero discipline. You saw that at the back end of the game. But look, it is not good for South. I know that they're holding a board meeting on Tuesday. Well, it's scheduled for Tuesday. And I mean, looking from that performance on Thursday night, it's not where they need to be.
How does a side that, you know, has its fair share of State of Origin class players, whether they've been State of Origin players or not, whether they're in that class, and possibly Australian class players, concede 10 tries to anybody?
You just have to look at also the back end of last season as well and then the start of this season. I mean, they've been almost a completely different side. Now, who knows what's going to happen after this scheduled meeting on Tuesday, whether Demetrio is going to stay. I mean, he had the bye and then, you know, a new assistant coach, David Ferner, came in and you're getting the same results.
Why they wouldn't clean house during the bye week is beyond me. I have no idea.
Then they've got Penrith next week.
Yeah.
So it's not looking any better.
You owe your coach some support. I mean, you know, and they, I think they've been
He's won five games in 20-odd.
I know. I think they've been fairly supportive.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah.
And, you know, but I personally...
What do we think now of the way Sam Burgess left and some of the comments that were being made as to why he left?
Vindication, I mean, right?
Yeah.
You'd think.
You'd think so.
Mm. Tane Milne copped a grade 3 for that, that cannonball is all you can describe it as. At the end, he'll get 2 weeks with an early guilty
Ridiculous.
Plea. Oh, it was very silly.
Again,
at the end of
zero
the game.
Discipline.
Letting the team down as well. It sort of shows where they're at.
What happened with Hamole
Olakau'atai
last night with that, it looked like a spear tackle.
Yeah, I haven't seen the charge sheet yet.
It actually was. It was like a reverse spear. He sort of speared him onto his back.
Yeah. Well, we'll get that before the end of the show, certainly. Roosters Dragons before we... the game that opened at Warriors Titans, Warriors got their... Well, they lost to the Titans. They got their first win of the season, 27-24. The traditional Anzac Day clash, Roosters Dragons. Again, disappointing from the Dragons. You know I won the footy tipping comp here last year, and I had a few people ask me. They were like, hey, you reckon the Dragons are a good thing? And I was like...
It's funny that you told us that.
I wouldn't have thought so. You might have heard. But I was like...
Are you the only person in this tipping comp?
There's not many. But I just thought, I don't remember. And yes, they've started the season with, what, three, four wins. But I don't think they've played opposition yet that haven't beaten themselves before the Dragons beat them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dragons, look, Dragons are becoming reliably poor. Mm. The Warriors have always been unreliable. I maintain that. That has continued.
You have been staunch with that opinion.
They are just unreliable. It's bad when you become reliable for the wrong reasons, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
If it happened overnight, you'll hear it in the Triple M Dead Set Legends Sports Update.
Sharks 5'8" Braden Trindle has officially been charged by police after allegedly failing a roadside alcohol and drug test, as well as driving with an expired licence, the old trifecta. Mm. He'll face court in mid-May. So that means, Sharks fans, it looks like you're without Braden Trindle until at least mid-May. Your replacement, Daniel Atkinson, he's going to slot into the halves for the Sharks. They take on the Raiders on Sunday night.
Aren't halves at a premium at the moment?
Very much. Very interested to see how he goes. So only 3 games of NRL experience, although he came through the Storm system. So
he should be all right.
Yeah, I wonder
should
if
know
he's,
his job.
I wonder if he's played with Nico before. I wonder if he was there when Nico was there.
It's going to be a real test for the Sharks. So I know they've got the Raiders this week and Dragons the following week, but then they've got three games that are really tough: Storm, Roosters, and Panthers. So that's going to be a real test for the Sharkies.
Yeah, top of the ladder at the moment too. So I guess,
but not the best team.
No, the Storm.
The Storm.
My God, they're fearsome.
Yeah,
incredible.
The last couple of years, I've described them as toothless, and I think they were. But when I get scared about the Storm, like...
Well, you just saw how Munster played on Thursday night. Like, he is
He's still got a groin injury.
And they are relentless, you know, bringing the ball up from the, you know, when they take the kick down on their, in their, you know, their 20.
Yeah, man.
And they bring it out. They bring it out with ferocity.
It makes you sort of scared coming up to Origin going, oh, no, not again.
Yeah.
Not again.
It does. A tip of the cap to Dale Finucane, the Cronulla Sharks co-captain, has been forced into a premature retirement following a series of head knocks as he recovers from a serious facial injury. 251 games, a couple of premierships. And I've
great career.
A wonderful career. Great fella as well. We might get him rotating in here. What do you think?
He could be a rotator.
Get him through. When you can't do it, Candice, when you're the kid's netball.
When you're rotated out.
Yes, okay. So this chair is just on rotation.
Well, I think he's going to be a busy boy because he's still working at the Sharks, I think, in a coaching capacity at least.
I think he does some stuff with Fox Sports as well.
And he needs to be in the corner of Northies every weekend playing the guitar. Have you heard him sing?
No, I haven't.
My God, this is Dale Finucane. Now the day beats into nightfall. Imagine that. Sunday Arvo, Northies.
Oh, it would go off.
Oh, get him down. Yeah?
Where did you record this?
This was on Matty Johns, the Matty Johns show.
Okay.
Doing a bit of Lewis Capaldi.
He's got the real, like, husky.
Gravel, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Gravel.
He'd be good at Northies. Now I'm just picturing that, having a drink on a Sunday
you
Arvo.
You want to be there, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would. Why wouldn't you be?
Why wouldn't I?
No, I would like to be there. It's a bit far for me.
Depends if you're invited.
No,
yeah. I'll talk
to Candice. You can stay at the farm. Brendo, what are you doing on Sunday?
Yeah. Richard, what have you got for us?
What have I got for you?
Yeah. Sports update.
Well, the Chinese athletes at it again.
Mm-hmm.
They've failed a huge number of drug tests just in the lead up to the Tokyo Olympics. And they used the excuse that this drug called TMZ, or TMZ as we would say, I won't go through its proper name, but It was the same. It's been around forever. A Russian skater, a Russian bobsledder had took this drug. They caught him. A Russian skater, they gave her 4 years for it. She said, oh, I got it from a grandfather preparing some meal for me.
Mm.
And the Chinese came up with this excuse. We found traces of it around a spice jar and in the air conditioning.
Mm.
In the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Right? And that's how come we had multiple drug positives to this particular substance.
And these are all athletes that won medals?
That I don't know, whether they all won medals.
But some of them did.
They were certainly competitive. And WADA just ignored it. Well, just said, oh, that sounds about right.
Well, you know? All know for years that so many of the Chinese swimmers have
Cheated,
yes. And
is the
we
word?
Know that in recent times, Mac Horton, who won the 400 freestyle.
He's been very vocal about
He's been very vocal
Sun Yang,
against, yeah.
He wouldn't even get on the podium with him.
Mm. Yes.
That's how much Mac Horton thought about
and
him.
And I read a story yesterday that Ian Hansen, that used to do the media for the Australian swim team, said it goes back to even as far as the 1990s when there was a Commonwealth Games in Mallorca. Championships in Mallorca.
Yeah.
And it was in the breaststroke. And Samantha Riley at the time and another Australian swimmer suspected that the winner of that race was on drugs. And they, even back then, before social media and these games weren't even televised, they suspected something was sus then. And they didn't want to get on the dais. But it was Don Talbot at the time who said, no, just do it.
Mm.
But I mean, this has been going on for too long, but it's obviously.
Oh, look, they are doing an investigation now. They're actually going to have a little show trial in Switzerland where they'll say, oh yes, we don't believe that. And the Chinese will just point their middle finger at them and say, yes. What are you going to do about it? Which is nothing will be done about it. This all of course took place during COVID when none of the drug testers could get into China. To, you know, go around and do the random samples.
Yeah, they did it's their own investigation, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't believe they found anything.
No.
It's incredibly
obvious.
They found
traces of it around the spice jar.
Yes.
You know,
but nothing untoward.
Yeah. But when you see the Chinese swimmers, it is very obvious.
Well, all eyes on them in Paris this year. What have you found? Some international headlines.
Yes. Well, NFL stars Jason and Travis Kelce. We know Travis Kelce because he dates Taylor Swift. Well, they've opened up about the bizarre circumstances behind the loss of their
the premiership ring.
Super Bowl ring. Super Bowl ring, yes. And one of the events involved, so what they do is they host an inaugural long baby games where what that is they pit student athletes against their fellow students in a series of challenges.
Mm.
Now, one of the events involves students securing a sock with a championship-esque accessory. So, like, you know,
the rings.
Rings that look like the
there were fake rings
fake
and there
rings.
Was the real thing.
And then they put them in the socks.
And then I believe this happened.
Mixed into that chili were socks with make-believe rings. And then there's actually only one real ring in there, which was my Super Bowl rings that they had to try and find. One in each pool. But there was an unfortunateness. As you guys know, this game existed because I continually lose my Super Bowl ring. But I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event.
So the chili is the American chili, which is like a meat and you know,
meat
spicy
and beans,
meat.
Yeah.
So they had
beans.
Two blow-up pools with spaghetti and cheeses and chilies and socks and everything like that.
Right.
So he basically, he lost his ring.
So they put in socks in the chili and then they all pulled out their rings.
Yeah.
And his wasn't
so
to speak.
And so what they did is they end up getting a metal detector and brought in. Yes, that's right, Richard.
Sorry.
And the only thing that they can think of is at some point maybe the sock got kicked out of a three-way and it made its way out of the pool.
Hang on. What sort of event is this?
Jason
three-way what?
Getting kicked out of a three-way.
And thrown away in some shape or form.
Is this live stream?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
you know what's going on.
What?
Hey, guys, we're talking about socks and all you can hear is three-way.
Someone's gone in there and gone, okay.
I'll have that.
That one's not in the chili.
Yeah.
And off you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. That ring's gone forever. That has me thinking.
Yes.
On 133.53.
Please.
What have you lost?
There's kids in the cars.
Yeah, what have you lost? I could have gone down numerous avenues, but we've gone with what have you lost?
Nothing about three places?
I lost my most favourite teddy bear once when we were driving up to Coolangatta from Sydney. at the McDonald's at Coffs Harbour. Now, this teddy bear was like that teddy bear that looks like on a cuddly washing liquid stuff.
Yeah.
And it was called Goongi. And I never got Goongi back.
Okay.
Wow. Coffs Harbour Maccas, if you see Goongi, just send it this way.
That's tragic.
You lost anything?
I lost the Cox plate.
What do you mean?
I've lost.
Well, yeah.
I don't believe I have lost it. I play my brothers, right? But we have two Cox plate trophies. And
oh, the trophy?
Yeah.
I just thought you meant the race. I was like, but no. You lose lots of races,
yeah,
Richard.
We've lost lots of Cox plates. Lots of them. But we actually won two of them.
Yeah.
And we've lost the trophy for one of them. And I blame my brothers, but of course, they'll make me share the blame. That's how that works.
Hmm.
Can you get a replica?
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Not the same. Well, it's exactly the same, but it's not the same. You know what I mean?
Come on, 133353. What did you lose? $100 to spend at Red Rooster for the best caller. If you,
surely you've lost something, Brendo.
Yeah, I'll come back with it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, really?
It's pretty good. I found it again, though.
Is it highly personal?
I found it was pretty important.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear this.
133353. What did you lose? We'll take. What have you lost?
Yes.
I lost my grandfather's father's antique fishing rod when I was about 9.
Oh, I thought you were about to say his ashes.
Oh, is that your great-grandfather's?
Yes.
Antique
rod.
Why
didn't you just say that?
Yeah, it was a roundabout way to get there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Anyway, he said, I'd prefer if you didn't use that, Brendan. And I was like, but I really want to use it because it looks cool.
Yeah.
It was antiquated.
And that's you.
And that's me, as you know. And he's like, okay. So we took it out in the middle of Lake Njola and we're just fishing around. And I back then, Rex Hunt had his show on and Rex Hunt used to just leave his rod.
That's right.
But I didn't know it was connected to something. So I was like, I'm going to be like Rex Hunt and just lean it up against
the
boat.
Not a good idea.
How much do you want to be like Rex Hunt?
Just the fishing part.
Right.
Did you kiss the fish and put it back in?
Kissing him, throwing him back. He did manage. You wouldn't believe it if you weren't there. He was like, he was pretty upset. He's like, that's not great. It's at the bottom of the lake. Had a weighted rod, fished around, fished the antique fishing rod.
So you didn't even lose it?
No, I lost it briefly. It
See,
very
I,
upsetting.
That's your story. I lost my... I lost the teddy bear at the Coffs Harbour McDonald's. Mm. And when you're a child, it's heartbreaking.
Oh, very much so.
And I didn't get that back.
Let's go to Ray on 133353.
Anyone seen that teddy bear, you know? Contact Candace.
What did you lose, Ray?
How are you guys? Yeah, look, I actually lost a wedding ring, which the wife was shattered, but I used to take the wedding ring off and put it in the console of the car when I used to go training. And
training.
I traded the car in and, training. And then when I... Then when I traded the car in, I took everything out of one car, obviously, to transfer it to the other car, and I put it all into a plastic bag. And I got back home, and the wife says, oh, okay, where's the wedding ring? And I said, oh, that's right, it's in the plastic bag. And I looked in, I couldn't find it.
She said straight away, where's the wedding ring?
Oh, yeah, because she noticed it wasn't on my hand.
Mm. Straight away.
Said, oh, 100%.
Like she was, you know, looking for it.
Like this has happened before.
Yeah.
Yes. But, it was a good story in the end because I actually rang the car yard back and I said, listen, I lost the wedding ring. It was in the car, probably in the console still. And they said, look, it's gone to the details. So I asked them for the details of where it went. I went there, had a look around, and then saw one of the guys over there. And I walked over and I said, mate, what's it on your hand? Your right? He actually had it on his right hand, my ring.
Snatched it.
No.
And I knew because it was a specially designed wedding ring. And so I walked into his boss and I said, listen, this guy out here has got my wedding ring on.
Yeah.
And he goes, how do you know? And lucky I had a photo of it.
There you go.
He walked over, got this guy, cut the wedding ring off, and I got it back.
Oh, you did?
Oh, wow.
It seems like an amazingly long, cooked-up story, so you had another one made in the meantime.
That's incredible.
No, I like the stories the best where you lose something but then find it again. Well done, Ray.
Good on you, Ray.
Before we go any further, we should acknowledge the passing of the great Terry Hill. Our thoughts and condolences to his family, to his friends. He really was, and I've been watching the old footage, a legend of the game and deceptively quick in the centres there. He was powerful.
And polarising.
Polarising. Yeah. One of the great sledges I hear.
Grew up South Junior, grew up in Erskineville.
I spent a little bit of time with Terry quite some years ago when our kids went to school together, and he was the most hospitable and gracious host.
I still love watching him on the footy show.
You know, he would always go down and because he loved the dogs.
The dogs, after dogs.
I think
yeah,
it was like Go Nads was his horse.
It was his dog.
A dreadful horse.
Nads. I know.
But loved it. Loved watching.
Because if the horse was racing the dogs, it should have won.
Yeah.
Well, it depends how far.
Yeah.
Those dogs are quick off the mark.
I always remember I was about 9 or 10. Campbelltown Stadium. Every time West played Penrith, I'd go down and watch. And he was one of the first footballers I saw in the flesh. I just remember being taken back, like, oh, it's Terry Hill.
Yeah, and you just forget what a big man he was too. Like, he's a monstrous
and how
big
passionate
bloke
he was when it came to State of Origin football as well. Yep. We need a bit more of that.
Well, you always see when it comes to State of Origin time, that photo of him with Gordon Tallis where they're just pulling each other's jumpers and their noses up against one another. So I'm sure we're going to see that in a few
iconic,
weeks' time.
Yeah, very charismatic, a legend of the
sad
game.
Boss.
He will be missed. Vale Terry Hill. Feels strange because we're already halfway through round eight. Still halfway to go. Four more games, two of which you'll hear on Sydney's Triple M and the Listener app. And we've got this man to preview them, a Manly prop and Triple M NRL's Aaron Woods. Good morning, Woodsy.
Hello, legends. How are we?
Wonderful, hey, brother. Hey, let's kick things off in Campbelltown, my neck of the woods tonight. The Tigers taking on the Broncos. You would think it was a lay-down misere for the Broncos, but a couple of key outs for them, mate.
Yeah, definitely. But you know what? You never know, Brendo, because as you've seen with the Titans and the Warriors the other day, you just got to be ready to show up on that day. And like you said, I think Cobbo and Ezra Mam late withdrawals, but they do get Payne Haston and Adam Reynolds back, which are massive. And, you know, they've probably missed them the last few weeks, but the kicking game Adam Reynolds, I think, will just be too much for the Tigers tonight.
That's it. And get out there, Campbelltown contingent. I believe it's very close to a sellout again, which is wonderful to see in the Southwest, Candace Warner.
Absolutely.
It's an interesting match this one, Woodsy, Cowboys-Panthers, because they're getting the great man back in the halves, the Panthers, aren't they? Does that just put them beyond reach for the Cowboys?
You know what, Trey? I think it does. Like this, mate, Nathan Cleary is just incredible. He's like, when you're in the sheds before a game, if you look left to right, it's like us with Manly. You look at, if you've got a bloke like Tommy Turbo playing, you just feel like we're invincible. You know, you can, anything can happen on the field. And then Nathan Cleary, you know, he's fully fit. He's the type of bloke that's so professional in the way he gets his body right. So I'm sure he'll be stinging for that game because they've sort of haven't been at their best the last few weeks. Obviously, they had a bye 2 weeks ago and then lost to Manly, but they really need to get some form. And I think getting him back is the right time. And, you know, I know it's Chad Townsend's 250th. Big congratulations, my former teammate. He's a great bloke. But I just think Panthers will be too strong.
And, Woodsy, tomorrow there's two games, Dolphins Knights and Raiders Sharks. The Raiders Sharks game is one that I'm really looking forward to. The Sharks had a big win last week. The Raiders had a loss. But they're going to be both really good games.
Oh, definitely. Firstly, welcome back, Candace.
Thanks,
welcome
Woodsy.
Welcome back to the jungle, mate, eh?
Thank you.
I was waiting for you.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, but look, to honestly, leave.
I've done it about 10 times and they stopped me. Sorry. but honestly, look, it's a big challenge for the Canberra Raiders. They lost, you know, I thought if they had Jamal Fogarty, I would have probably tipped the Raiders because they've got a really good record against Cronulla. Mm. But I just think, you know, losing Jamal Fogarty's direction around the field, and he's got one of the best kicking games in the competition. But in saying that, Young Strange has been outstanding. So knowing Ricky against his old club, he'll have him fired up. He'll say everyone's against us. He'll be telling them everything, that everyone hates us and all that. So I reckon they'll be up for it. And then I reckon it'll be a lot closer than what people think.
I reckon it'll be closer than people think in the Knights-Dolphins game as well. Because I heard there was a bit of argy-bargy at training between Jackson Hastings and the young half, Will Price, yet to make his debut. But they weren't throwing them. But there was certainly push and shove. So it just shows they're sort of fired up. Do you not mind that, Woodsy? Or is that hit the panic button?
Oh, it's the best ever.
It's the best ever. I thought it was.
Like, yeah. And you know, I think, what's the common denominator? Jackson Hastings.
Yeah. Yeah.
looks like trouble follows him everywhere. But you know what? I honestly cannot get a read on the Knights, Brendo. Like, 1 week they're up, next week they're down. But having no Kalen Ponga, geez, that's a massive loss.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, they look like they weren't even threatening the Bulldogs last week. So I dare say Dolphins by how many?
Okay.
Now, he's gone for a while, hasn't he, Kalen Ponga?
He's 12 weeks, I think.
Yeah. That's their season.
That could be
done.
And
say,
he just has so much influence over that Newcastle side. More influence over a side than anyone else in the NRL, I reckon.
Woodsy, my man, you'll hear that man's dulcet tones tonight. The Tigers-Broncos game, or this afternoon, really, 5 o'clock, that kicks off. And Dolphins-Knights tomorrow on Triple M as well. Go well, my friend. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you, legends. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Woodsy.
Hey, we'll get excited about this. My top three is back, baby. Brendo's top three quick fixes. These are quick fixes. Okay. You love a quick fix.
Oh, yes, I love them.
And these are issues I've seen around the sporting world that everyone's, everything needs to be a conversation these days. Let's have a debate. Let's just fix it real quick.
All right, bring them on.
Okay, here we go. Another call to change the rules around the kickoffs or scrap them altogether, which I'm not having.
In favour of what?
Well, here we go. So Moses Sully was knocked out cold those first 10 seconds. He misses the whole game. And then everyone's like, we've got to change the kickoff. We can't do it anymore. Incorrect.
Who said that?
I'm saying it's a debate online at the moment. Okay. We can't have the kickoff anymore.
So who said it?
Or it has to be like news.com. I don't know. Okay. And people were opining.
So I've been doing this, 100 years?
So the new solution then?
Can't get rid of kickoff. Must stay. Fabric of the game.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
I would say the ball carrier, only two defenders are allowed to tackle off the kickoff. Because the problem was... No, shut up. Because the problem was that there were four people in the tackle.
You know what?
So the target is limited, right?
But don't you love that? The first hit up of the game, the first big tackle of the game. Don't...
There's four people in 50 tackles.
Yeah, but this is the one that is causing... the most
injury. Yeah, but he shouldn't have been taking the first ball up.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, but
that's
you can't
fix.
You can't scrap it. No.
So now if they put up a bomb, there should be a limit
on the number. No, it's just off the kickoff because of the collision.
Why don't you stand it? If you're so worried about it, which I'm not, why don't you just stand them back a bit further? Further apart.
But what about something like...
Closer together.
Okay, but what about...
All right, closer together.
Closer together is to limit the impact. Because what you're saying is they're only 10 metres apart when you go up for a bomb. With the kickoff, you're 50 metres apart. So the collision's going to be higher. That's physics.
Well, think about State of Origin. I love that first kickoff of the game, the first big hit up.
Everyone does, but people are getting hurt.
No,
I'm not
Brendo.
Even certain this is a debate.
No,
this is not going to change.
It's been raging, mate. I know you're not on the internet, so you don't know.
What, the interweb?
The second one. We've got to get through these because I've got three.
I'll agree with you one day.
Okay, well, you agree with it. Anzac Day jerseys must contain the colours of your club.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
South had they were representing the Navy and they had the white and the Navy. They had the Rabbitohs socks.
Yeah. And I get it.
I'd like a bit more red and green in the jersey.
Could you not identify one team from another?
No, but they look like the Cowboys. So again, internet outrage.
Did you think they were the Cowboys?
No, I didn't, but I just...
So what's your problem?
My problem is...
I like what George did, where they put the poppy
incorporated
in the... Yeah.
Souths are the colour of poppies and rosemary. And you want to dress like the Navy? Like, come on.
Oh, I'm so confused now.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brenda.
Thank you, Candice.
Yes.
The third one. AFL, we're moving over to another code.
Okay.
Factions of fans felt robbed with an 85-all draw between Essendon and Collingwood in the traditional Anzac Day clash. Leave the draw.
Leave the draw.
I love the draw.
Leave the draw.
The draw is traditional. The draw is part of the game. What are you going to say?
It also
you shouldn't have a draw in soccer either.
Do you know what I love about the draw as well? It mixes the ladder up.
Correct.
So keep the draw. I agree with you 2 out of 3 today.
Yeah, man.
The only time you should not have the draw is when you're in a knockout competition.
Yeah, agree.
Because you do need to have a winner to go to the next
round.
Or
a grand final.
We've messed around too much with the draw in the NRL. I love it. It's sacrosanct. Keep it. Love the draw. Like, try harder.
Why can't you have the draw in a grand final? Why can't
because
two
then you
teams
have to come
share
back.
The shield?
No way.
No, you can't share
you
the
You can't
shield.
Have two winners.
No, that's terrible. No. I'm glad you're not doing top threes.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd agree with anything.
No way.
It has been an absolute treat to have our favourite woman back, Candice Warner.
You know what? I've loved
it
being
is.
Back. I have missed you guys. And
we missed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
No, we did. We did. We talked about it while you were away.
You talked about me.
Yeah.
Not
lots of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry, I'll catch up on everything.
And you can on the listener app. Very good segue, Candice. Like you've been doing this a long time. Yeah, yeah. If you missed any of the show today, it is there. The podcast, the Saturday Scrum on the way. That's us, isn't it? That's where we're done. Is that?
Yeah, we're over. Except.
Oh. Yeah.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
Richard's list of grievances.
We're in double demerits, right?
Yeah, I agree. Whatever you're about to say, I agree.
I think double demerits are one of the worst ideas that they've ever come up with under the veil of safety.
Yep.
This is my problem with double demerit points. Most people who break the road rules do it accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mean, they're not doing it recklessly. They don't mean to do it. They just happen to be driving 60 Ks. It turns to 50 Ks and they forget to
Didn't
slow
see the
down.
Sign. Yep.
Didn't see the sign, right? It's a mistake.
Yep.
They make a mistake. If you make a mistake by picking up your phone in the car while you drive under one of their covert cameras,
yep.
right? And it's double demerits, probably there's your license gone.
Well, less forgivable because you shouldn't be picking up your phone in the
Maybe
car.
Maybe you have to move it to get something else off the seat. But, you know, there's any number of reasons why you might touch it.
Okay. This sounds right? like someone who has lost their license. Don't forget, you do get 13 points. So if you do make the mistake once
how much
and
do you reckon,
twice.
How much
you did
do
come
you get,
by bus this morning.
How much do you get for double demerits on a phone charge?
Clearly, I don't know, but you
10.
Would know. So you
10.
Know.
So if you get 10, yeah. you're likely done your license. And you may do your job. And your family may suffer because you did your job.
I know you're making me feel bad,
that's
Richard.
Right. This is what it's like.
She's tough. And they started double demerits the day before Anzac Day.
Exactly.
It wasn't on the public holiday.
And do you know what else there? The ACT and New South Wales, the only ones who have it on those timed periods. Queensland have it, but only for recidivists, for repeat offenders.
Yes.
Right? And the rest of the states, I'm pretty sure, don't have them at all.
So you're more concerned about the phone one rather than the speeding?
I'm concerned about the whole thing because it hasn't helped the road toll. The road toll's gone up everywhere.
And it's revenue raising.
No, the points aren't revenue raising. The fines are. They can still do that. But there's another thing too. I passed coming in here, a policeman parked in a little slimy spot where people could hardly see him, catching people on the road while there's double demerits.
What a
now,
dog.
Now, if
well, I don't think you can say that. Did you tap on his window?
No.
Excuse me, sir.
My point being, we want to respect the police. If the police want respect, don't go hiding around corners trying to catch people with a camera. Just cruise around the streets, be present. People will respect you. That's grubby. Hiding around corners with radars and cameras trying to catch people, that's grubby. That's not engendering respect for police.
I can see nothing much has changed since I've gone. You still have the same old chip on your shoulder.
No, it's just wrong. You shouldn't be doing this to people. There's no need for it. Fine people who do things recklessly, do all of that. But the nanny state in this state, or some dunce of a politician came up with this idea and now they keep running with it. Just double demerits are a bad thing. Stop it.
In saying that, they are still in force, so please go slow this weekend. We'll catch the Saturday scrum. Now, he's all grumpy now. I hate when he gets all grumpy.
We're glad the show's over.
Oh, it's so,
dare you.
It's so good to be back with you, Richard.
Dead Set Legends on Triple M. We'll catch you next week.